So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio live with Sasha, sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, a beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by Teen, written and produced by Debbie Johnson-Ordain. And now your Positive Teen Magazine's teen host, reporter Sasha Marina.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Positive Teen Talk Radio. My name is Sasha Marina, reporter, writer, and advice columnist for Positive Teen Magazine, of course, as well as your host for Live with Sasha. So, I hope everyone had, like, a great Super Bowl weekend, you know? I wasn't here, so I wasn't able to enjoy that phenomenon, but anywho, tonight's show is sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, The Tax Refund Queen, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, Jazzy Designs Photography, Creative Creations Accessories, and Fashion Claudia. And our special guests are CEO of Life Empowerment Network, Dr. Carlton Young, CEO of Dawn Cosmetics, Ms. Dawn Ferguson, and certified fitness trainer, Mr. Egan Abs Doc Collins. So, we'll be right back after these messages.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arches, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts. Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266. 271-7266.
Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skin Care, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skin Care, Hana, and Adovia Mineral Skin Care. It's a Glam Thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. It's a glamthing.com.
So, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio, and you're on Live with Sasha. And my name is Sasha Marino, of course. So, okay, my first guest, Dr. Carlton Young. He is a United States Marine veteran, entrepreneur, and former homeless single father with a young son who has lived through the horrors of homelessness and come out on the other side of successful, much sought-after inspirational speaker and author. The foremost expert on homelessness in America today, Dr. Young launched his life-changing program, Empowered to Succeed, through the Life Empowerment Network International. A dynamic and entertaining speaker, Dr. Young travels from Atlanta, Georgia, throughout the country raising awareness about the root causes of homelessness in America. His 10-step plan of recovery contains the impressive lessons of personal growth and action needed to step out of homelessness and back into mainstream life of empowerment. Join me in welcoming Dr. Carlton Young. Hello, Mr. Young. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. So, can you start off by telling me a little bit more about your organization, Life Empowerment Network?
Well, we're really, it's new. I've been working on the Life Empowerment Network now, putting it together for about 4 years, I've been writing some curriculums, getting some training manuals together, really building it up. And now we're moving towards turning it into a 501c3. Now, with the program, once we've got everything developed and we get ready to open the doors, what it's going to do, or what we hope that it will do, is that it's going to aid the homeless community and change the name. We've gone from hobos to bums to bag ladies, homelessness, and that's kind of a degrading, as far as I'm concerned anyway, a degrading name for human beings. So what we're going to do is open up what's called a community house instead of a shelter. community yeah. house that's going to place homeless families, single men and women, and homeless children in these places.
And where are you planning to? Where do you want to build this this community house in Atlanta, Georgia, specifically?
Yeah, well, we want to headquarter it right here in Atlanta, Georgia. But the
okay.
thing we want to do is we just don't want to. We're not going to try to go across the country. Is we will build
yeah.
it here, operate it here, and then hopefully be able to train across the country other agencies so they can just implement the program.
Okay, and may I ask how long you know was it ago that you were homeless?
Actually, I came out of being homeless in 2000.
Okay, and you definitely build your way up ever since then. I mean, it's only been 12 years. I mean, I say it's only been 12 years. I don't think it's such a long time, per se. But regardless, I congratulate you. So I also see that you're an author as well. And can you tell me a little bit more of the book that you wrote?
Okay, the one that I've written, the single book, was From Home
mm-hmm.
to Homeless to Success.
Okay.
Yes, and that's just basically a biography. It was my first book, really, and so I was really kind of working with it, learning how to write one. So we came up with the biography of being in the streets. The challenges that my son and I went through, how we stayed, where we lived at, you know, just the day-to-day changes and setbacks that one would go through being homeless.
And how long were you homeless?
We were homeless for just over 3 years.
Okay, with your young son. And how did this all begin? What were some of the hardships that you went through in being homeless? Besides that basic thing, you know, the basics that we see out there.
Well, the hardships would be, first off, having a child with you. And when I say that, I don't mean having a child as hardship. But the hardship is trying to keep that child fed, clothed, cleaned. And those things are very difficult to do when you have when you don't have any a study place or to live. The other thing was that people look at you differently. Yesterday you had on a suit and tie and a briefcase, and today you're living out of the trunk of your car, and you really feel the neglect, the prejudice, if you will. That people, the way people treat you, it's just a complete whole different thing. It's degrading the way people treat you. The way people talk to you, where they look at you. So those are really the hardships, and just really trying to get something to eat, you know, and just the basic day-to-day necessities of life.
Yes, and after being in that, you know, that's totally a different level of our regular life, how do you, you know, through what eyes do you see life now and this society itself? Because you saw a different other side of people, you know, that other side that of people that is not necessarily nice, you know. So how did that change your view of life?
Well, it changed the view greatly because actually I saw myself. Because before I was homeless, like I said, I was in the Marine Corps. I worked for the FAA after I retired. So I was working. And when I used to see homeless people, my thought was, you know, that's your problem. You know, don't, you know, I was better than them. Then when that table turned and I found myself in that same environment, in the same situation, then I realized that they're human beings, and now I can see the difference in the way I treated people, okay? Homeless people are no better or than anyone else or no worse than anyone else. They're human beings. And so by actually, and that's what I played off of, was my attitude at that time when I thought I had it going on, if you will. So I looked at it through my eyes so I can actually see the realism of being homeless and who these people really were.
Okay, and since you've already written your first biography from, you know, from life to homelessness. How are you going to write one from homelessness to entrepreneur again?
Well, we're actually working on another book. We're rewriting From Home to Homeless to Success, but it's going to have a different twist. When you look at the what's going on in America today, America's for sale. The housing crisis, families losing their homes on a daily basis. I've got a lot of statistics I can't say right now until we get everything in form. But what the book is going to talk about is that if we're not careful, we're going to be a third world country in a few more years, because to see people. You take a businessman; he owns this big high rise company, and when he leaves, going home, he gets in his big car, he gets in his limousine, and he goes home. Where does his secretary go if she doesn't have a place? But we don't ask that question. So the secretary could be getting her car, driving around the corner, sleep behind a gas station. She could be sleeping on a sofa someplace. All right. So this is what we're going to be discussing in the next book.
Okay. And before we go here, Mr. Collins, oh my God, I called you. I'm so sorry, Mr. Young.
That's okay.
All right. I would like to ask you, if you were to say one thing to a homeless person out there, you know, a hardworking person that, whether, you know, it was, you know, out of luck, they became homeless, what would be that one tip that you would give them to get back on their feet?
There's only one thing I can say to them. You have to persevere. Quit making excuses.
Okay.
Believe in yourself. Trust in a power greater than yourself. For me, I believe in my God, Jesus Christ. Believe in something and a power greater than yourself, and work at changing what you need to change. You can only change your circumstances if you change your actions. That's what I would tell them.
Okay. That sounds very positive to me, and it makes a lot of sense. So, I would, Mr. Young, thank you very much. Is there a website for your company? For Life Empowerment Network that you currently have?
Yes, it's www.carltonyoung.com.
Okay.
That's the website, and then there's different things that they can go through. And we're going to be updating that with some new information real shortly here.
All right. Well, Mr. Young, thank you very much for your time. You know, it was a pleasure having you on my show. I just wish you the best with this that you're doing, and it's very much needed, like you said, in this country. And, you know, thank you very much for everything that you're trying to do and actually helping those homeless people out there.
Well, thank you for having me. And we're just going to keep trying to do all we can do.
Yes. Thank you. And you have a good night.
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye. All righty, everyone. We'll be right back after this break.
Tax Refund Queen. 4745 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Tax Refund Queen specializes in tax preparation services for individuals and businesses. Expert and speedy tax refunds, accounting and tax consultant. Tax Refund Queen is located at 7 different ACE check cashing stores in Dade and Broward counties for your convenience. Call 305-974-5586 for the location nearest to you.
Got my love and now she's screaming out for more. Knock, knock, knocking on my door. Your healing brings the healing to your soul. I warm you up and you get cold. Got my love and now she's screaming out for more. Just like the river's flowing, the breeze on the sea. Love is overflowing, yeah, baby. Open your eyes, don't fantasize, it's you and your wife. So
as the candle's burning. No submissions on the journey. Oh, lady. On the clock, 60 dark baseline, non-stop. All night till it's morning. Then we just feel it stormy. Oh, my baby. The way she move, finds the groove to win, get loose. Bring it, come and dash it on me. Passionate, flowing, calmly. Oh, baby. Knock, knock, knocking on my door. Want my love, and yes, she's needing it for sure. Sick and baby, I just got the cure. Got my love, and now she's screaming out for more. Knock, knock, knocking on my door. You just feeling, bring the healing to your soul. I can warm you up when you get cold. Got my love, and now she's coming back for more. The sun, she shines, seeks to find the pure is mine. We love is feeling, sensual healing. Oh, baby. Knock your pain, passion rain blows through your veins. Rain down, my darling, as your body's calling. Oh, lady. As sure as time, love that blind comes through your mind. We love is feeling. Yeah, she needs the healing. Oh, baby, grip the lock, slip the knot, we found the spot on this love journey. Keep the fire burning. Oh, baby, knock, knock, knocking on my door. Want my loving, yeah, she's needing it for sure. Thinking, baby, I just got the cure. Got my loving, now she's screaming out for more. Knock, knock, knocking on my door. That feeling brings the healing to your soul. I can warm you up and you get cold. Got my love and now she's screaming out for more. As sure as time, love that blind come free your mind. We love is feeling, sensual healing. Oh, baby. Knock your pain, passion rain flows through your veins. Bring down my darling. Your body's calling. Oh, baby. Grip the lock, slip the knot. We found the spot on this love journey. Keep the fire burning. Oh, my lady. The way she move, finds the groove. The wind get loose. Bring it, come and dash it on me. Passionate, flowing, calmly. Oh, baby. Knock, knock, knocking on the door. Want my love and yeah, she's needing it for sure. Thinking baby, I just got the cure. Got my love and now she's screaming out for more. Knock, knock, knocking on the door. Do the feeling, bring the healing to your soul. I can warm you up and you get cold. Got my love and now she's coming back for more. Knock, knock, she won't stop. Knock, knock, she won't stop. Knock, 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 knock. Hey, yeah. Knock, knock.
Creative Creations Accessories and Apparel, 1814 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Host an accessory party today with Creative Creations Accessories and receive a complimentary gift and 10% off your order. Visit us on Facebook at Creative Creations Accessories. That's Creative with a K and Creations with a K. Or call 786-309-5957.
Welcome back, listeners, to Positive Teen Talk Radio, and you're on Live with Sasha. So, my next guest was born in the Bahamas. She is a licensed cosmetologist with more than 20 years of experience in the beauty industry, of course. She owns Turning Head Salons located in Miami, Florida, and the Caribbean. My guest launched her exclusive cosmetic line, Dawn Cosmetics, while working as a technician for McBride Research Laboratory, a certified instructor and facilitator in conjunction with the laboratory. She conducts regularly scheduled seminars for aspiring makeup artists. Based in Miami, she is a recent recipient of Beauty Schools of America Lifetime Achievement Award and has worked as a celebrity hair and makeup artist for several local and international publications, including Salon Domain Style and Hair Look, Maza International, and New York City-based paper magazine. Join me in welcoming Ms. Dawn Ferguson. Hello, Ms. Ferguson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, Ms. Ferguson. Long time no talk to you, no see you, no nothing. I hope you're doing well. And I heard you're back home. Well, back to Miami because you were home.
Yes, so, I'm back to Miami.
Okay, nice. So, Ms. Ferguson, you know, let's just start with you telling me a little bit about your makeup line. You know, what kind of products do you hold, and you know, like, do you what facial products and what makeup line and what in? Oh, I'm sorry. And if your makeup line is due, like, for all types of skin colors and stuff like that.
Okay. My skincare line covers all ethnic backgrounds, from your dark, medium, and your light shades. It's a full collection of foundation, lips, cheeks, eyes. It's a full collection of full color makeup and foundations.
Okay. And and I heard you had a launching like a couple of weeks ago. And I wanted to know how did that go?
Oh, that was fabulous. We posted some photos via Facebook on the Dawn. And you can find me on Dawn Ferguson on Facebook, Daun Ferguson via Facebook. The launch was awesome. We have a workshop that's coming up now for the everyday woman on the 18th of February, the 19th of February, for the artists that are interested in learning more about the cosmetic line.
And are these seminars going to be continuously, or are you only going to hold them those 2 days so far?
We have a 10-year calendar that's posted on the website right now. So our next workshop would be in the Bahamas in March, and this month it'll be here. We have a misprint that's online right now, but this workshop is in Miami, not Atlanta. So we'll get those changes done shortly. But the coming workshop is here in Miami, Florida.
Okay, and they're going to be taught by you?
Yes, ma'am. Creating the perfect face. I've been getting a lot of calls. Women are interested in, you know, choosing the right foundation. They don't know what colors work for them. So it's just a brief seminar, brief workshop, and creating the perfect face and finding and letting them know which colors work and which colors don't work for them.
Okay, so this will only be for makeup artists. Anybody's able to attend?
Yes. It's that Saturday is for the everyday woman, and that Sunday is for the artist, for the professional that's just interested in tweaking their skills a bit and want to pick up some new techniques.
Okay. And, you know, how are you going through the process of marketing Dawn Cosmetics? Where are you trying to you know, take your products out of, besides the Bahamas and here in South Florida?
Via Facebook, all over the world.
All over the world. Okay.
All over the world.
Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Okay. So, Ms. Dawn, and here in your bio, I also see that you started off in a research laboratory, you know, as a technician with for makeup.
Yes.
So I'm guessing that your love for makeup came way before this, and due to that job of yours, is that what got you into opening your own makeup line?
Well, I started out as a hairstylist first, so, you know, makeup is a part of cosmetology.
Yes.
A lot of us hairstylists, we don't venture off into it. We just kind of just stay in hair. But for me, I got kind of tired and bored just from the day-to-day bustle of the salon, and I just wanted to do something else, and I just fell in love with makeup. And I realized that your skin level and your hair level is the same, and all of it works together. As I was doing my research on the color and the art of hair, that's how I developed the makeup line, through my research for discovering hair color and how does it work. So the same process is the same with makeup.
Okay, and besides having makeup, do you have skincare products, correct?
Not at this time.
Not at this moment. Oh, okay.
Not at this time. Just the cosmetics. Mm-hmm. The skincare is on its way.
Oh, okay. So that's one of the goals.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your shades, and do you tend to go more with natural colors and, you know, like pretty, like neutral colors? Or do you also have all types of shades, the ones that pop, the crazy party colors as well?
Yeah, I have party colors and I have natural shades. But, you know, most people want natural shades. They want to look natural. They just use makeup to enhance what's already there and minimize what they don't want. That's less flattering features, I would say.
Yes, true. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, for an everyday kind of thing, natural does come in handy, very much.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you just have that even pop. You may just add like a little extra pair of lashes, or, you know, a little eye color for the evening. But for the most part, most people want like a basic nude face or natural face, I would say, with your soft blush, natural blush color, and natural eye colors, you know, something that, you know, just not over the top, keeping it soft.
And is Dawn Cosmetics available for sale as well as in your salon?
Yes, it's online for purchase. You can order online and we can ship it to you. The challenge right now is a lot of people aren't familiar with the line, so they know about it, but they don't know what colors and stuff work for them. So that's why we're posting the workshop so people
exactly.
can come out and try and see the product and then become more familiar with the brand.
Okay. Well, yeah, of course. So in your workshop, you will be working with your kind of makeup, and you'll be the teacher, and then it'll be like a one-on-one, you know, kind of.
I have one-on-one and group settings available.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So can you please give me, you know, the websites and whatever email or whatever webpage the listeners can, you know, just get a hold of you and to see how,
okay.
you know.
My website is www.dawncosmetics.com, and that's Dawn with a U, D-A-U-N, cosmetics.com, and same thing at info@dawncosmetics.com, D-A-U-N, cosmetics.com, and you could always give me a call at 305-281-9461,
305-281-9461. All right. Well, thank you very much, Ms. Dawn, for your time. And I'm so glad to hear from you again, and I'm glad that everything is going so well with you.
Same here.
Okay.
All the best to you.
All right. Well, you
thanks
take,
for having me.
Take care. And thank you
thank
for being
you.
On my show.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Alrighty, everyone, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio Live with Sasha. Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Beautiful gowns and dresses, all sizes and colors, for weddings, proms, birthday parties, or that special event. Fashion Claudia, 1764 Northwest 20th Street, Miami, Florida, 33142. Available for wholesale and retail purchases. Call 786-210-1046. That's 786-210-1046. Or visit www.fashionclaudia.com and order online today.
Stanley from Jazzy Design Photography is your man for picture-perfect wedding albums, birthday parties, sweet 16, portfolios, and all your special occasions. Call 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210 at aol.com today. That's 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210 at aol.com. Slideshows are also available.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arching, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. And so my last guest is a lecturer and author of the best-selling book, The Solution, Weight Management Manual, as well as developing the EMR diet formula and ergonomic fitness system. He is a native of Miami and a 1982 graduate of Miami Central High School. He attended the University of Oklahoma, 1982 to 1986, where he played football for the Sooners. In 1996, he suffered an on-the-job spinal injury. He smoked two packs of cigarettes a day, was 60 pounds overweight, and completely out of shape. That injury landed him in the hospital undergoing major surgery, which concluded with permanent rods and six screws in his lower back and left him with a permanent disability along with the chronic back pain. His doctor informed him that he had to change his self-destructive ways, stop smoking, lose weight, and exercise if he planned to lead somewhat a normal life. Wow, tragic. Jesus. Okay. That's when he decided to make a change. Welcome my guest, certified fitness trainer, Egan Collins. Good evening, Mr. Collins. How are you?
Hello, Sasha. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you well, Bill. Thank you.
Good.
So, let's start off. Are you a personal trainer?
Yes, I've been personal training now for almost 15 years. But I do a whole lot of things outside of that. That's what I started doing. That's where my profession began, personal training. But since then, it has branched out to, you know, lecturing and group classes and all other kind of things that are included.
All right, so let's get into that now. Now that we know, because I just wanted to get clear I was kind of iffy if you were just a personal trainer. So you do nutrition consulting and stuff like that as well?
I cover all bases.
Okay. And also something very important, do you also help people with physical therapy?
That's what exercise really is. If you go into, say, a rehab facility, if you've ever been in one, what you're finding there is a lot of stuff that you see in a gym.
Yeah.
And what they do there is do a spot. You know, you have a bad shoulder, they work on that shoulder and send you home. But in exercise, what it is a full body rehabilitation. What you're doing is making your body better than the state it's in now. Or you're trying to keep it at a state that it's in now. So they all kind of fold together, physical therapy and fitness.
Okay, so physical. So pretty much your definition of exercise, it is pretty much physical therapy, but for your whole body.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's
okay.
That's the response for the body to get stronger, and that's the same thing you do, like I said, in rehab.
Okay, so you being a personal trainer and all, you know, very experienced, very somebody with a lot of knowledge, for a person that does not have, you know, the right amount of time, let's say a full hour to go to the gym, what is a good exercise that perhaps they can do at home?
You can't. Well, that's a tough question. You know, exercise,
right.
It got to have purpose. So,
okay.
What's your goal? What are you trying to do?
All right. So let me rephrase my question.
If you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, are you trying to work on your thighs? Are you trying to work on your stomach? Things like that.
Okay.
It don't work with any amount of time. It's just what's your goal?
Okay. Well, yeah, depending on the person. So there's really no such thing as a full body workout just from one. Like for say, people that just walk, do you consider that being cardio, or is that also an exercise?
That's any kind of physical movement is exercise.
Okay.
They have different outcomes and purposes. Okay, walking is okay, you know. Depending on your goal. Now, if you're talking about you trying to lose some weight,
mm-hmm.
You have to do an awful lot of walking. You just want to be healthy, you know, 30, 20 minutes of a brisk walk is good enough. But like I said, it depends. See, if you can do a full body workout in 20 minutes, but it has to be designed. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, you can design an exercise routine to fit any, you know, that's what personal trainers do. They design exercise routines. That's what we do. But
right.
We design them in the out, you know, just like a cook. You know, a cook is a chef. When they go in the kitchen, they have certain ways of doing things, and the outcome is this. So we as personal trainers, we take a client, and they give us their goals and dreams and whatnot. So we put together something that we know that we've been taught or learned that would take them in that direction. You know, if you came to me and you got a friend and both of y'all have totally different goals, I can't do it like that. I have to separate you two.
Correct.
You feel?
Well, yeah. I've never been with the personal trainer, so I don't know how all those exercise stuff works. But I'm pretty sure, you know, it's kind of complicated.
You know, it's something that you should go ahead and do and learn. Exercise is going to have to be a part of your life. You know,
yeah.
When I was contacted to do your show, and I usually don't do the young. I usually really just motivate the young, but I usually don't. My major business is in older adults. But what I'm trying to get to the youth and let them understand is it's not really you guys' fault, you know, that the problem we're having with childhood obesity is not really your fault. We're creatures of habit. And what it is that you guys are just used to not doing much physical activity.
True.
You know, when I was young, you know, I'm 47. When I was young, you got to remember, we didn't have cell phones. Mom and Dad didn't take us everywhere we went. You know, we had to do a lot of walking. So we got a whole lot of more activity than you got. Ain't the same food, but we got a whole lot more activity. And that's the thing. If you can make it a habit, you will fit it into your life, and it'll be less problems as you get older, because no doubt you're going to get older. We hope.
We only hope.
So it's good to go ahead and make it into a habit now. Trust me, you have time, but what you want to do is, since you're not an exercise freak, is don't try and do something hard, the hardest thing you can find, you know? Don't go take a Cabo class or something. You know, you want to ease your way into this. And then once it becomes habit, you start getting into it, you start paying attention, more attention to your health, and it becomes just a way of life to you. You know, I'm not one of them type trainers that try and cram it down your throat all at one time. You know?
Yeah, I see. So, Mr. Collins, I also see here that you're an author of the book titled The Solution, your book titled The Solution. So tell me a little bit about that book.
Well, that book is really, I called it The Solution because it answers a lot of questions that I have. Why you're not losing the weight that you should be? What happens to you on a diet when all of a sudden the diet quit working? The middle age spreads. You know, that's something that you don't have to worry about for a little while. It covers how to properly anaerobic train. You know, there's aerobics and there's anaerobics. I teach anaerobic training. Aerobic training. An example of that would be Zumba, you know, dance classes, the hip hop abs, those type things there. Example of anaerobic training is working out with resistance and weights. And I do it in a class style. Different. So I teach that in the book. How to actually eat to feed your metabolism. Right now, I see it in the youth too, that they're doing a lot of these diets. And they don't understand most of them, I'm not going to say a lot of them, most of them, causes your metabolism to drop. And at the end of the diet, you end up gaining more of that weight back. I can't get into the details of it because it's too long to talk about. But when you keep doing this over and over and over again, you're doing way more damage than good trying to get healthy. So this book keeps you from falling into that yo-yo diet trap, and it also teaches you how to come out of it.
Okay. And right before we leave here, so are you also do you do personal training? Just, you know, do you work at a gym? Are you just solo? Do you work solo?
I strictly work from home.
You strictly work from home. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, I have a class that runs every Tuesday and Thursday at the MLK building down here in Miami, 2525 Northwest 62nd Street, headquarters of correction officers there. I do a class there, and it's open to the public. It's $50 a month. All you need is a mat and some, you know, a couple of pairs of dumbbells. I also do a class here at my home every Saturday from 9 o'clock to 10. That's $20 per person. What I do is teach you my mythology, I guess, as you can call it. And my stuff is, I tell people, my stuff is people-friendly. You know, I'm not going to have you over here trying to do one-on push-ups and all these more advanced moves when they're not really necessary and they can cause injury. So I really do more teaching now than actually personal training. When people come to me, they're usually coming to me to learn my system.
Okay. So can you please give us the website and your number so whoever wants to contact you?
Matter of fact, my website is a working website. What I mean by that, that is $9.99 a month, and inside of it I have about 100 different video combinations that you can do at home in front of the computer 24 hours, okay? And that's myeganomics.com, myeganomics.com. And my telephone number is 305-308-4824 if you're looking for somebody to come do a lecture, a workshop, any of those type things. I do all that stuff. So like I said, I'm not just a personal trainer.
Okay. Well, Mr. Collins, I would like to thank you for. Is there anything else you would like to say?
Okay, and then, of course, there's my Facebook page, Egan Ab. Okay. Collins. And my personal email is EganC, E-G-E-A-N-C, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
On my website, you can pretty much go there and see all the things I do at myeganomics.com, home of anaerobic training.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Collins. I'm sorry that we're running out of time here. But well, thank you very much for being on my show. Thank you for your time and your knowledge here. And, I'll try to get in contact with you because I need some knowledge and fitness.
I'm here to help. You know, it's a lot of confusion out there, but I will straighten it out for you.
Yes, there is. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
So thank you all for tuning in to Positive Teen Talk. I hope you all enjoyed the show. Again, a special thanks to our sponsors, Positive Teen Magazine, The Tax Refund Queen, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, Jazzy Designs Photography, Creative Creations Accessories, and Fashion Claudia. If you would like to keep up with Positive Teen Talk, you may do so by liking our Facebook page. Remember to tune in every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30 if you'd like to contact me. You may also do so via Facebook or Twitter. That is follow or add Sasha Marina. Well, I hope you all had a great day and so forth. And make sure to tune in next week. So take care. Good night.
Taking off.
Question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.